3 weeks. Same email. Same Monday morning promise. The Carter draft has been written. Then rewritten Tuesday night after SoCal went well. Then tightened again Thursday afternoon. By Friday at lunch, you told Will it was going out. Will is not a man who needs to be told a thing twice. He has now asked twice. The email isn't the problem. The first draft was fine. What's strange, what should bother you more than it does, is that watching Janet SoCal relax across the table on Tuesday didn't lower the activation energy at all. Not by a millimeter. That's the sentence I want to sit with. Welcome to The Reckoning. It's week 18 of 2026. Happy Friday. Now let's dig in. Five things sat on the calendar going in. Five things happened. SoCal on Tuesday at 10:45. You walked her through Q1 honestly. Drawdown. The spin you didn't try. The trade structure underneath. She used the word comfortable. She added the line you'll remember for a while. The drawdown they can handle, the spin they can't. Goldman opened margin at plus 35 BPS. You and Will closed it at plus 25, 300 moderate or ceiling, 2/4. Mike pushed it across the line. Wednesday, the one you'd been protecting for 2 weeks, gave you 6 uninterrupted hours, and out of those 6 hours came the sharpest piece of writing you've done this year. Will read V1 Wednesday night, sharpened it in 90 minutes Thursday, signed off on V2. The semi-thesis you started Bridgemark to write is now sized and ready for Monday. Thursday afternoon, you finally sat down with Marcus. 2 months of postponed conversation, 1 hour, both of you understood it before it was over. Friday at noon, the Q1 attribution write-up landed in Will's inbox. 3 notes to fold, then out to LPs by the 8th. That's the calendar. The calendar held. The list of what didn't is shorter and louder. The Carter email. Week 3 at 0 hours. Mira's recital. Missed by 35 minutes. Theo's parent-teacher conference. Catherine went alone. The call to your father. Month 3. You're going to want to call this a capacity problem. It isn't. The hours were there. 39 of them. 3 more than last week. The thing that didn't ship was not the thing you didn't have time for. It's the thing that didn't have a calendar slot. And your head, full of Goldman, full of Janet, full of 9 short names, was not going to remember on its own. I want to come back to SoCal. You spent 3 weeks rehearsing that conversation. Friday at lunch, Will basically told you he could tell from across the office last week which calls you were dreading. Janet was the one. The Q1 letter mentioned the drawdown but didn't dwell on it. You were going to have to dwell on it, live, with the only LP whose check is over 15% of the fund. You walked in Tuesday morning at 10:42, 3 minutes early, and you were honest. She used the word comfortable and meant it. She praised the candor. The hard call went well. And then, Tuesday night, you sat down at the kitchen counter. Catherine had already gone up. And you opened the Carter draft you already had. The one that's been sitting there for 2 weeks. And you rewrote it. You called it tighter. Then Thursday afternoon, you tightened it again. Then Friday at lunch, you told Will it was going Monday morning. Then Friday night, you didn't cue it. It's still in drafts. Here's what should bother you. The SoCal call was supposed to be a data point. The friction with Carter, you've been telling yourself for 3 weeks now, is the conversation, the unknown, the exposure. SoCal was the harder version of that exact thing. SoCal was the rehearsal. The rehearsal went well, and you didn't move. So the friction isn't the conversation in the abstract. The friction is specifically Carter. It's the unknown mouth on the other end of that one address. It's not anything you could write in a 4th, 5th, 6th tightening of an email that has been finished for 2 weeks. There's a thing Marcus said to you Thursday. Marcus the analyst, not Aurelius. And I want you to hear it back. He said, I start broad. I want the report to do everything. Then I run out of time and I'm scrambling to make the broad framing actually hold up. The narrow version would land cleaner. I know it would. I just keep wanting it to be more. You gave Marcus the cure inside the hour. Pick a small question. Answer the small question. Ship the small answer. Get a streak going. You wrote the prescription Thursday. Take it Monday. Step back from the desk for a second. You're 44 and change. The number, if you want it, 1,825 weeks left, give or take, on a standard 80-year arc. That's the whole envelope. Not the working envelope, the whole one. Theo is 10. Mira is 7. 6 and change, really. Theo leaves for college in a little under 8 years. The math on that is not abstract. It's 412 more Saturday mornings. 412. Where the four of you are under the same roof at the same time. After that, the count drops by half. There's nothing dramatic in those numbers. They're just true. The Wednesday recital you missed by 35 minutes lives inside the 412. So does the Saturday morning ahead of you tomorrow. Seneca has a line on this you've underlined twice, in two different copies. But the one I want to read tonight isn't Seneca, it's Marcus Aurelius. Meditations. Confine yourself to the present. Sit with that for a beat. The thesis is shipped, SoCal is settled, Goldman is closed. The forward problem set, Carter, the FOMC, the May 8 LP send, exists and will exist whether or not you let it walk into the kitchen tomorrow morning. The present is Saturday. The present is Catherine across the counter. The present is Mira asking what's for breakfast. The present is the only place any of this is actually happening. Look at what's likely to slip. Carter, again. 3 weeks running. 3 Monday morning promises, 3 slips. You already know what to do because you said it Friday and have said it twice before. But the saying is not what's missing. What's missing is the calendar slot. Block 7:45 to 7:55. Monday morning, before the morning call, before the open. Title it, Send Carter. Not draft. Not review. Send. The block does the work the intention has not done in 3 weeks. The Catherine block. Saturday morning or Sunday morning, your pick? No phone. The Wednesday recital is still unspoken between the two of you. Friday night at the table, you both knew the conversation was waiting and neither of you reached for it. That silence is louder by the day. Don't apologize for Wednesday. Name what Wednesdays are. Tell her the deep work day is a real thing and a recurring one. And ask her, actually ask her, what she needs the system to look like. And from now on, the recitals go on your calendar. Not just hers. Tomorrow is Saturday. Catherine will be up before you, like always. Theo will want pancakes. Mira will want to be carried for the first 10 minutes. Let it be slow. Let your phone stay in the other room until the second cup. Carter will still be there at 7:45 Monday. Good night.